From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. FBI Director Christopher Wray is defending his agency in response to a scathing Inspector General's report that heavily criticized the actions of his predecessor in the Hillary Clinton email investigation in 2016. Wray says the report only addresses a specific set of facts and the actions of a handful of officials, but does not impugn the integrity of the FBI workforce as a whole.
Nothing in this report impugns the integrity of our workforce as a whole or the FBI as an institution.
The report found that former Director James Comey was insubordinate for publicly announcing he recommended against criminal charges for Hillary Clinton months before the 2016 election, and then alerted Congress just days before the vote that the investigation was being reopened. At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report points out political bias at the FBI.
There are a lot of things in this report that not only worry those of us in the administration, but should worry a lot of Americans, that people played this political bias and injected that into a department that shouldn't have any of that.
Both Republicans and Democrats have criticized Comey's handling of the investigation, but the report does not vindicate either side. New York's attorney general filed suit against President Donald Trump, accusing him of illegally using money from his charitable foundation to settle lawsuits against his business empire and to steer donations to veterans groups to burnish his image during his political campaign. The president dismissed the lawsuit, calling it politically motivated. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.